بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're still discussing the types of transactions that are forbidden in Islam. And the hadith we have is hadith number 257 from Umdat al-Ahkam. So hadith was narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father. He said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam forbade the sale of habal al-habalah, which was a kind of sale practiced in the pre-Islamic period of ignorance in Jahiliyyah. One would pay the price of a she-camel, a female camel, which was not born yet, would be born by the immediate offspring of an existing she-camel. It was said that one would sell a sharif, which is a very, very old camel, whatever the embryo in the other man's she-camel produces. Now, this hadith, when you explain it in English, it is a little bit difficult. If you read it in Arabic, it is also not that easy until you understand the meaning and the context. The Prophet ﷺ is telling us about a form of transaction that is ambiguous. Either, because there are two interpretations, either what is forbidden is the product itself, or the lack of knowledge of the duration. And both can be understood from the hadith. The first interpretation, how was it? A man comes to a she-camel, a sharif, an old camel, and he says, I will sell you my camel. And what is the price? Either the price would be ambiguous. I will say, okay, I'll buy your camel, and the price would be my female camel, she-camel, another one, a young one, who's pregnant. Once she gives birth to a she-camel, and that she-camel gets pregnant after how many years, and produces, the price is what she produces. So the granddaughter of a pregnant camel is the price for an existing old camel. Of course, an old camel is something that is not worth a lot of money. So the man says, yeah, okay, I'll wait. So this is forbidden. Why? Because the price is unknown. It's ambiguous. Maybe the product itself, the she-camel that is born, would be barren. It will not conceive. And the man is waiting. Well, you have to wait a little bit longer. There is a problem that it may be male, not a female. Then he has to wait until the mother is pregnant again and get, and so on. So this is one interpretation. The forbidden thing or the forbidden transaction is due to the lack of knowledge of the price. The second interpretation is the duration of delivery. Now, it is important and it is essential that I know when you're going to deliver your product. I buy from you a car, and you tell me, okay, I accept selling it. The transaction is, the car is available. The money, I have told you when the money, how much the money is to be given. Now, the period of delivery is not mentioned. So if I tell you, okay, I will sell you my car, but I will give it to you only when Abdullah comes from traveling. This is not permissible. Wait, Abdullah can come tonight, and he can come after 10 years. There is a lot of ambiguity on my side. The one who's buying is not going to be very happy if he doesn't come in a month or two. So this kind of ambiguity is haram. So when I tell this person, I will buy your camel when the granddaughter of my camel is born, the period is undefined. And this means that it can be in a year, in 5 years, in 10 years. And such ambiguity, such uncertainty is not acceptable in Islam. And there is selling and buying. You'll find Islam immediately blocking it. Islam is a religion of clarity. I cannot sell or buy something in thin air without having the right procedure in doing it. Understood, inshallah? طيب. We move on to another chapter, and this chapter deals with selling fruit and crops. Now, we know that one of the greatest deeds of earning money is farming. The Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, the best earning a person can earn is by working with his hands, like Nabiullah Dawood. Now, farming is different than working in an industry, in manufacturing. I can manufacture a chair, a table. This is good, but it is different than farming. Farming must involve a lot of tawakkul, dependence on Allah. Why? Because a farmer, he plows the land, he irrigates the land, and he says, ya Allah, that the crops would come. He's afraid of snow. He's afraid of excessive heat or drought. He's afraid of insects, illnesses, and diseases that come to his crops. So his heart is always connected to Allah. And that is why it's one of the most beautiful ways of earning money, because you're always dependent on Allah. So the Prophet is telling us, alayhi salatu wasalam, there are ways and means that can be haram for you to act in regards to the products of your farming, the crops, the fruits, etc. The first hadith was narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father. He said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade the sale of fruits until they were clearly in good condition. He forbade it both to the seller and to the buyer. And in another hadith by Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him and with all the companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that the Prophet of Allah forbade the sale of fruits till they are almost ripe. Someone asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, what is meant by almost ripe? He said, till they become red or yellow. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam further said, if Allah spoiled the fruits, what right would one have to take the money of one's brother? Both hadiths are in the same meaning, yet the hadith of Anas has a little bit extra. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam forbade Muslims to buy fruits until they ripe, until they become eatable. Now we know that when there's a tree, in the case of dates, for example, when the dates on a palm tree grows, it grows green. Can anyone eat it? It's uneatable. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that this is not permissible to buy or to sell until it ripes. How would it ripe? The Prophet said, it becomes yellow or red, meaning that the color changes. And the change of the color from green to color for red or yellow, this means that it is eatable. Now you can eat it. And the scholars have given a lot of verdicts on this. Meaning, is it enough for one tree to ripe? Or we have to wait for the whole garden or the whole farm? They say if it's the same kind, if they're all the same type of fruit, let's assume it's grapes, one kind of grape. Dates, we have a lot of types. I don't have the translation in English, but we have barhi, we have balah, we have birni, we have ajwa, we have dates, different types. So if it is made of one tree, one kind, and one tree has ripened, this means that the rest of the farm would be good. There's nothing going to spoil it, inshallah. You can sell it. So number one, it is forbidden for you to sell and buy that fruit when it is not ripe yet, except, scholars say, except in two cases. The first case is when you're buying the whole farm. I'm not buying the product. In the first case where you're forbidden, Muhammad has a farm, I'm going to buy only the fruit, which is green. This is prohibited. But if I go to Muhammad and tell him, listen, I'm buying the whole farm, the land, the trees, and everything on it, is this permissible? Yes, because I'm not buying the fruit, I'm buying the whole farm as a whole. So this is case number one. It is permissible when I'm buying the whole thing. Case number two is what we will discuss, inshallah, after the break, so stay tuned.